The word hun, spelled H-O-N, short for honey, has been part of Baltimore's working-class lexicon for decades. But now the term of endearment has been trademarked for commercial use by a local businesswoman. And as NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, some in Baltimore aren't happy about it.
To certain people in Baltimore, hun isn't just a nice thing to call someone. It's a person. That beehived, cat's-eye glasses-wearing, working-class woman of the late 1950s and early 60s. If you've ever seen John Waters' 1988 film Hairspray, you know what she looks like.
Baltimore, 1962. The heyday of hairdos and hairdon'ts.
We shall overcome someday.
Not with that hair, you won't.
It's also a place in time, as Mary Rizzo, a historian in all things hun, explains.
It's very much located in that sort of immediate post-World War II period when the memory of Baltimore is all about these tight-knit neighborhoods.
Those neighborhoods were places like Hamden, a gritty group of row houses just north of downtown, originally home to white mill workers. Hun was a word they, more than any other group, used.
At the same time, the people who were outsiders were not welcome. And often those were people of color.
Even today, in the majority African-American city, Hamden remains predominantly white, though it's becoming increasingly gentrified. Along the avenue, Hamden's main drag is Café Hun. And behind the counter, in a hot pink chef's coat and rhinestone glasses, is Denise Whiting, the owner of Café Hun, the Hun Bar next door, Hun Fest, an annual festival, and her gift shop, Huntown. All trademarked, but she says she doesn't own the word Hun.
It absolutely belongs to everyone in Baltimore. I cannot take away non-commercial use of the word. The trademark has to do with commerce.
She said she was prompted into action when another business was manufacturing similarly designed products and selling them at the airport. This was years ago. But most people didn't know about the trademark until a local newspaper recently reported it. Her lawyer, Catherine Goldman, sat in on our interview.
A trademark that Denise had spent about 15 years at that point building. She built the identity for this. This is her identity, her brand.
But those opposed don't agree. The halls of social media have been crammed with outrage that Whiting now owns something most people here say belongs to all of them. The Hun tradition didn't begin with her and hasn't always been associated with her restaurant, they say.
The reaction's been stupendous.
Mary Rizzo, our Hun historian.
These folks have felt that their use of the word Hun was part of who they are. And for Denise to be seen as someone who is just using it to make money is to take away the meaning that they associate with it.
Dozens have picketed. Editorials in local papers have raged. Groups on Facebook call for a boycott of her business. But on a recent night in Hamden, the avenue aglow with Christmas lights and families out for dinner, three lonely protesters outside the restaurant were ignored. Inside, Café Hun was packed. Still, college student Rachel Avalone says that word, it's a Baltimore thing, not a Café Hun thing.
It's basically said every other word. Like, my friend's grandmother literally says Hun every other word. She's always just like, how are you, hon? Or something like that. Just like everything. If she went to the store, she'd be like, I went to the store, hon.
Not a name or a place, but a feeling, she says, belonging to no one and to everyone. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.